I think, first of all, it's been a privilege to have worked in top-end sport on an international scale for the last 10 years, but cricket's always been my main love. So to have the opportunity to work here with all the team at Warwickshire with a stadium like Edgbaston is just a fantastic opportunity. And I think from the moment I met Norman and the rest of the management board, I felt very comfortable. I'm just looking forward to getting started in January.
You inherit quite an infrastructure from mm-hmm. what Colin Povey's achieved in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Keeping this ground in the international forefront isn't an easy thing to achieve, is it?
It's not, but I think if you look at the facilities here now, as you say, they're absolutely first class. I think it's one of the top international grounds in the world. But also if you look at the pipeline of cricket that we've got over the next 4 years, with Test cricket, ODIs, the T20 finals day, and then Champions Trophy and Cricket World Cup, it's almost unprecedented. So I think to have that opportunity to fill the stadium over and over again, and also with the growth of T20, I think there's a lot of really exciting things we can do here.
You have a reputation for putting bums on seats. You did that at the Rugby World Cup. Mm-hmm. Because of the Olympics, that went very well from that point of view. International events sell themselves here. How do you sell T20 a little bit more widely? How do we get more people on these seats?
I think it's through a combination of different types of creative marketing. I think there are some people who will just come back time and time again, but they're a small number and you can't take them for granted. I think it is really reaching out into the community, and I think what I saw working in partnership with Birmingham City Council through the Rugby World Cup is that the people of Birmingham and the people of West Midlands love major sporting events, and I think the test series are very different. I think some, like the Australia test series, is one particular proposition, but the different teams that are coming have different challenges but also different opportunities, and I think we need to tap into all the different markets, particularly in around Birmingham, and I think what we want to do is learn from the experience of Rugby World Cup, and obviously try and build that here at Edgbaston, and as you said, get this place rocking as many times as we can.
The Birmingham market is all well and good, but there is a market in Warwickshire, in rural Warwickshire, mm-hmm. that feels a little bit unloved in the last couple of years because of the rebranding as mm-hmm. Birmingham Bears in T20. Mm-hmm. Have you got to reach out and show them a bit more affection and lure them back to this county?
I think so, absolutely. I mean, in terms of the club, I mean, there's a very strong club network in Warwickshire, and we want to make sure that we are reaching out to them. Obviously, there are the two brands with Warwickshire County Cricket Club and Birmingham Bears. And I think we want to make sure that we are appealing to both. I know there's also a rebranding exercise going on based very much around Edgbaston as a whole and everything it can offer. So we want this place to be a home for everybody, for to be able to come and watch top sport, whether they live in Birmingham, in Warwickshire, and obviously beyond Warwickshire as well. We want everybody that I talk to loves coming to Edgbaston, whether it's the broadcasters, the media, the spectators, the players. It's got a fantastic appeal, and we want to make sure that we continue to build on that appeal.
There's obviously a bit of a hot potato in cricket at the moment in that county cricket seems to get blamed for the woes when England don't do well. Doesn't get a lot of credit when they do well. Yeah. What do you make of the thoughts of restructuring and lessening the number of fixtures in the county championship? Is that something that you need to get your teeth into as well?
Absolutely. I think, 4-day cricket is absolutely essential to English cricket. I think it's the bedrock of the game. And it's got a very important place within our whole structure. The debate about quality versus quantity, I think, is an important one. And I think that Warwickshire obviously has a major role to play. So I look forward to engaging in that debate with the ECB and with the other counties. And we need to make sure we get that balance right. So there's absolutely a place for it. Warwickshire's got a very proud tradition of creating international players at test level, and we want that to continue. We've got some great players now, and we want that to go on. So I think it is an important debate, and I do think there needs to be some answers so we can move forward.
Yeah. The other thing that you may be inheriting is the interest in the Women's Super League mm-hmm. as well. Is that something that you would like to see this county being involved in when the franchises are announced?
I mean, from my discussion so far with Colin and Norman, it is something that we're looking at very seriously. I think we need to wait and see what the full proposition is from the ECB. But absolutely, I mean, women's cricket at all levels is really important to us here in Warwickshire. I think the Super League is a good idea and something we would like to be part of. We just need to understand the proposal and how everything would work in relation to the ECB, yeah.
If we stood here in 3 years, 5 years' time, what value would you like yourself to have added to this county cricket club?
I think really to have built on all the great work that Colin's done over the last 10 years, I think to have taken what is a world-class sporting venue, to have maximised the non-match day revenue in terms of the conference and events business, and to have grown that database and that core of people who want to come and watch cricket here in all forms, 4-day, 50 over and T20, and to have a real pipeline. I'd like to have secured the next round of international fixtures, which I think is critical, you know, for 2020 onwards. And I think that I would have liked to have continued to look at the development of the ground. There's still obviously land, there's still space, there's opportunities that we can develop and do for the benefit of the club. So I think there's a number of different things that are quite exciting that I can really get my teeth into.